Listening Library presents The Notorious Benedict Arnold, a true story of adventure, heroism, and treachery, by Steve Shanken, read for you by Mark Bramhall. Clearing in the Woods, October 2nd, 1780. It was a beautiful place to die. The sky above the woods glowed blue, and the leaves on the trees were a riot of fall colors, sunshine yellow, campfire orange, blood red. In a grassy clearing, a small group of American soldiers quickly built a gallows. It was a simple structure, made of two tall, forked logs stuck into the ground, with a third log laid horizontally between the forks. The soldiers tied one end of a rope to the middle of the horizontal log, letting the other end hang down. There was no platform to stand on, no trap door to fall through. The prisoner would have to climb onto a wagon with the rope looped around his throat. Horses would jerk the wagon forward, and he would tumble off the back. The force of his falling weight should be enough to snap a man's neck. As the soldiers worked, a crowd began to gather. Officers rode up and sat still on their horses. Soldiers and citizens from nearby towns gradually filled the clearing. By late afternoon, hundreds of people surrounded the gallows, and thousands lined the road leading to it. It was a somber crowd. People spoke in whispers, if at all. Shortly before 5 o'clock, a wagon carrying a plain pine coffin rattled along the road and into the clearing. The driver stopped his horses just beyond the gallows.